Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller could be submitted within days, detailing the investigation into possible Trump campaign collusion with Russians in the 2016 election and maybe obstruction of justice. Now, Mueller has kept his nearly two-year investigation largely under wraps, though it has resulted in a slew of criminal cases, sentences, guilty pleas, and a conviction of Trump's campaign manager, Paul Manafort, on fraud charges. Joining us now is Congresswoman Jackie Speier, Democrat from California. She's on the House Select Committee on Intelligence. Congresswoman, welcome.
Great to be with you.
And what are you hearing about when the Mueller report is going to be coming out?
Well, we don't have, you know, a direct conduit to the special counsel, and we get our information much like you do through leaks or the media. So I don't know any more than you do at this point. It appears, based on what Mr. Whitaker has said and others, that it's coming to a close. But we don't know what kind of a close. Is it a progress report? Is it a full report? Is he going to put forth a roadmap of criminality or be very narrow in the way he looks at the issue?
What do you expect it will be? Do you think it's going to be sweeping indictments? Do you think it's going to be just kind of wrapping up the things that we already know?
I actually think that there will not be an indictment of the president because the Department of Justice has these guidelines, and I think he's going to comply with those guidelines. I would not be surprised, however, if he provides us with a roadmap that shows the criminality of the president. I think the obstruction of justice issue is a huge issue in this case, you know, along with the overriding issue of did Donald Trump as a candidate collude with Russians. I think that when you look at Donald Trump, the man, you see someone who has never played by the rules. And I don't think he's playing by the rules today. And that's why there are so many investigations that will be ongoing by various U.S. attorneys in various jurisdictions around the country. I think there's over 18 of them. So, you know, in plain sight, we can see how Donald Trump, the man, operates. And I think Michael Cohen's testimony next week is going to be very revealing. I think, once again, we're going to have the benefit of tapes that are going to tell us a lot more about Donald Trump, the businessman, entrepreneur, willing to not play by the rules. And it should be, I think, a pretty clear path for members of Congress to say, do we really want a president who does not follow the law?
So if there is a case being made in this report that there was collusion, or if there's a case about obstruction of justice, does the House then move toward impeachment? Do you think that there's going to be enough support for that in the Democratic-led House?
The Mueller report will be the foundation, and then I think the investigations that will go on in the Judiciary Committee and the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence and probably the Oversight Committees will be the triad that is going to provide us with the details. I don't expect that the new Attorney General is going to be forthcoming. I think he's already signaled that. He may give us some summary, which will then force us to rebuild the construct so that we can move forward, if appropriate, with an impeachment proceeding.
But do you think that the report will be leaked if he redacts a lot of it or just gives you a summary?
I think over time the report will become public. It always seems to. I mean, the Pentagon Papers is a great example
right.
as well. But I don't know if it will be forthcoming, you know, in the next 6 or 8 months.
Do you think it's at all possible, Congresswoman, that this report would be seen by Democrats as a dud, that they do not find that the president did anything wrong?
I don't think you can ever identify this investigation as a dud. The men closest to the president when he was running for the presidency have been criminally liable. They have either been convicted or have pled guilty. He has surrounded himself with people who have no compunction to lie. And I do think that what we have with Paul Manafort is a strategy now that suggests that I'm looking for a pardon. I am not going to be forthcoming as I should be because I want that pardon. And the sharing of polls with a Russian operative by the Trump campaign is a serious violation. And the fact that he lied about that, there is more to that story, and he is now just clamped up because he's looking for a pardon from the president.
That is Congresswoman Jackie Speier, Democrat from California, member of the House Select Committee on Intelligence. Thanks so much for joining us.
Great to be with you.